There'll be more meetings of practice. Meetings.
Is everybody on the team as always? Everybody going to be with Jeff Popables like last week?
Again, that's something that the trainers and doctors release through Bob.
Let me ask you a question about Randy Moss. His playing time has gone up in the last month and a half. How has he handled that just from a physical point of view?
Good. More reps after Mario went out, I think, is the way that correlates. And he's been good.
He's obviously nearing the end of his one-year contract. Will you approach him and ask him if he wants to come back next season?
Yes.
You want him back?
Yes.
Has that conversation taken place?
No, it has not. But for official publication, I for one definitely want Randy to come back. Hope he feels the same way.
What do you tell him on Sunday morning? How is that speech different from any other speech?
I don't give speeches. Give information. I'm a speech giver.
How are the players handling and you handling the added media hype and playoff hype?
Speaking for myself, I know just the evidence of the way a lot of the guys on our team have handled it. So the next game is the most important game. Doesn't change anything that we have to do in regards to our task. It's a big challenge, big task. Going to play the Atlanta Falcons for the NFC Championship game. So people said some nice things about us. That's nice. Cover Sports Illustrated, very nice thing. Says a very nice thing about our team. You put it in the frame, put it up on the wall, says something nice about you, but doesn't change anything about, what our job is. Relevant to. Yeah, it's a long flight, so a little bit of that.
Jim, what do your linebacker say? It's a completely different level of confidence in the locker room this year. As he has prepared, leaving the locker room in a couple minutes here, how would you rate the level of confidence?
I'd say it's good. I mean, I don't. Rated how? Like in terms of high, low, medium, percentage-wise?
Overconfident. You want to have a healthy confidence.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'd like it to be the highest it's been. I'd like our focus and concentration to be the highest it's been. I'd like guys to go out and play the best game that they've ever played here. I mean, that's the hope. That's the expectation. And then we'll find out all those things on Sunday. Yeah, we like that dynamic.
Couple more?
Will you just walk through it short enough?
No.
Pat Hamilton got hired by the Colts to be their offensive coordinator. What are your thoughts on him, and are you happy to see him get that job?
I am happy to see Pat Hamilton get that job. Congratulations to Pat.
Do you count him in the Jim Harbaugh coaching tree? The first sprout?
Well, the first and best is Greg Roman. The job that Greg has done this year, I think, is really, in so many ways, been just one of the best I've ever seen. So, and we'll talk more about that later. Got a job to do right now, but he's the shining star in my book.
Is there any risk of the team maybe overconfident? You're favored to win, expected to win. Is that always a danger?
Pardon?
Is there any risk of your team maybe overconfident? Favored to win, you're expected to win. Do you have to counteract that in some way?
What's the two questions there? Is there a risk? Sure, there's risk in everything. Secondly, counteract that. We've been doing that by just preparation and studying for this test. And then go out and play the ball game. And we'll be excited to do that. That is the most exciting thing waiting to happen, is that game starting and our guys just getting a chance to play in it. And I'm very much looking forward to watching our guys compete.
Have you talked to your brother this week about the possibility of both of you winning and going head-to-head in the Super Bowl?
No. We didn't talk this week.